Continuing our locker room chats here tonight, high school basketball about to hit the holiday break, and we're joined now by Royal Valley Girls coach, that is David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, got a couple games to dissect and get your thoughts on since we last spoke a week ago. Two games since we last spoke and two big wins. Let's start with the game Friday. We had it on KNZA. It was at Valley Falls. 44-28, that final score. You guys led it wire to wire. Big nights, Kihue Miller and also Pano Wawasik. They go for all but 2 points. So you had Pano going for 22, Miller goes for 20, and I think Shelton had the only other basket, but that was about with, 3 minutes left in the game. So
yeah.
Defense was very good. Offense, you got it from those two, the majority of it, and a big win on Friday night.
Yeah, we're 3-0 when we have double-digit assists. And so I think Kiwa and Pana would both tell you that, when you play team basketball and you pass and you cut and you move and people find openings and the more you share the ball, the more you get it back. And, Kibo Throssell, I think, had 6 assists, on those made shots, for us on Friday night, versus Valley. So yeah, 2 people scored and they took great shots and they were unselfish and they moved the ball well, and they played team basketball, but the whole team really, really contributed, for both of them, but they'd be the first to tell you that. But yeah, those two are amazing. They're returning, top players in the league. They both were third team, all league players a year ago. And so we're super excited that they're on our team and, we don't have to play against them.
Yeah, certainly one of the better 1-2 combos, no doubt about it, in the league. And, last week we were talking about a couple of close losses. This week we're talking about a couple of wins. We just touched up on the Valley Falls game, and you open up Big East League play on Tuesday night. Always good to win that first league game. You get Jeff West at home, and Jeff West, they are a solid group. They have a very talented, sensational freshman that's off to a really good start statistically, but you guys get them at home, you open up league play 40-35. That's a great way to start in what's going to be just a rugged Big East League this season.
Oh, it always is. The best league in the state of Kansas, no doubt. When you look at the teams that are ranked and whatnot and teams that are right there. But yeah, great team win. Battled from the start to the finish. We start off hot and then they came back in the second quarter and then Kiwa just took over at the beginning of the third quarter. Went on a massive run. I think we won the fourth quarter or the third quarter like 15-4. And erased a 3-point halftime deficit in a hurry. And then never looked back. The crazy thing is, we just make free throws. We win by 15.
Right.
We didn't have our best free throw shooting game of the season, but we didn't need it because, again, shared the ball, 12 assists, and 13 steals, and we had too many turnovers because of 4 shots and different things, but at the end of the day, we really shared the ball well on offense to get openings.
Well, now you get Sabetha on Friday to wrap up the 25 portion of the schedule. You have played 6 games. This will be number 7. You guys sit here at 3-3. I'm guessing going into the holiday break, 4-3 is going to feel a lot better than 3-4.
Oh, massive difference. Massive difference. We've talked now back-to-back weeks about how we've grown every game. Since the Nemaw Central game, we really stepped it up. And we put together 4 really good games, even though we lost 2 of those. There were good moments in all 4 of those games. We led for most of the game in all 4 of those games. And so Friday is no different. It's about us getting better against a high-quality Sabetha team is going to come in, be scrappy, and play hard. And they've got some talented shooters and ball movers, and they're going to play hard on defense. So we have to play our best.
All right, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate the time, and we're going to have a couple of weeks off here for the holiday break. Christmas is right around the corner. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
We talked about that in class the other day, and it's got to be Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Right? It's hilarious, and it's a timeless movie. But you guys say Christmas Vacation just for comedic effect. Elf is a quality, is a high quality movie. As
yeah.
Well. I'm in it for the cheap laughs,
Yeah.
We can't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah, so Elf or Christmas Vacation, either one of them is just is just fine by me.
So I think those two and Home Alone have been the top three that I have heard from our area coaches as far as, like, the most popular ones. It's been, again, absolute classics, no doubt about it. But obviously, well, we appreciate the time. A couple of good wins, you know, this last week since we last spoke. You get one more opportunity on Friday at home against Sabetha. If fans want to watch that, they can on the Sabetha channel. But Royal Valley hosting the Blue Jays Friday night. Again, Royal Valley trying to go into the holiday break with three consecutive wins. Coach, thanks again. Appreciate it. Enjoy that time off after the game on Friday night. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yep. Merry Christmas, Brandon.